What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Small Talk with Sid, the podcast with your host, Sydney Matone. And it's hot. It's August and it's hot, baby. And I am just very ready for like fall. I'm ready for a new season. I'm ready for a different energy and shift in my life because I feel like I've just been like in a weird funk lately. Do you guys feel that way? I don't know if it's just like end of summer wrap up or if it's just like everyone. I don't know what it is. I've just been like really, really out of it lately. So I'm kind of hoping fall. Fall's got a lot of weight on it, but I'm really hoping fall will kind of bring me that like new energy that I need in my life. But yeah, but with that said, though, I am just, you know, trying to also be way better about putting myself first. I did a little IG story the other day where I was talking about trying to be more conscious about putting ourselves first, because I think, you know, it's really hard sometimes in life. We want to please everybody. We want to do the absolute most. And then we kind of forget to put like our mental health, you know, and make it a priority. So I'm trying to be like much better about that. But man, it's a struggle out here sometimes. But with that said, though, today's guest that I have for you guys is so cool. And she's definitely that like, you know, good energy that you can use in your day right now. She's got such a great background and her story is so organic and authentic. And I love how her company really is so true to who she is. And I think it could be a little bit of inspiration for everybody today. So without further ado, let me introduce to you today's guest. Okay, so this week I'm chatting with Courtney Sommer, the founder of Lake & Sky. Lake & Sky is an award-winning, modern, and conscious beauty brand focused on fragrance, home, and body. Their products are unisex, vegan, and PETA certified. Lake & Sky has won 4 beauty awards that include Allure's Best of Beauty and most recently nominated for Brand of the Year. Courtney's journey from working at Vogue to becoming a fragrance founder is a pretty remarkable one. After a health scare in her 20s and consulting multiple doctors, she began to explore alternative healing, which led her to studying Kundalini yoga, Reiki, meditation, and eventually aromatherapy. Working in the corporate world herself and knowing the power scent can have on the brain, she began the journey to develop an essential oils line. However, she hit a few bumps along the way, which you'll have to tune in to find out. Today, though, the brand has branched out into fragrance, and all products are used as gifts to give yourself throughout the day. Whether you need an extra boost of confidence, a moment of gratitude, or just a way to balance the mind and body, be sure to use code SMALLTALK at checkout for 15% off all full-size products for a limited time only. Link will be in the description of this episode. Now, sit back, take a deep breath, and let's meet Courtney. Hey guys, I'm here with Courtney now and loving her top, by the way. So we are just saying how the Tuesday and the week has been crazy, but Courtney, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good today. How are you?
Good, good. So talk a little bit, I know you mentioned before we started, but how's your summer going so far?
Summer is going well. It's going by very fast. So I would like the rest of it to slow down.
Yeah. Any vacations that you've gone on? Anything you have planned?
We were actually out in Montauk about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So that was really nice. And we're planning a trip to Europe in September. So we're
amazing.
Kind of doing it after the crowds, I hope.
Yeah, no, for sure. What places are you hitting in Europe?
Italy. So okay. My kids have never been to Europe, so we're excited to take them there for the first time.
How old are they?
8 and 11.
Ah, oh, so good. So reading about you, by the way, you're like everything I want to be. Like you are so like your resume was so impressive and I'm just like blown away by like this journey that you've gone on, also because it's just so organic. But before we go into that, so like, where did you grow up and, you know, what did you study? But I'd love to hear, where are you from, New York?
So I am from New York. I originally grew up in Long Island. My parents moved right before I went to high school, right at that key time when you don't really want to switch schools, but
yeah,
wound up being an interesting experience. But they moved to Vermont. So it was a very big culture shock, if
wow.
I can say the least. Yeah. So I grew up there and then I went to school in Boston and I migrated back to New York. I always knew I would come back to New York City. I lived there for a really long time. And actually now I live in upstate New York with my family.
Amazing. Okay. So we got a native New Yorker. I'm from Long Island as well. So small world. Where are you from? Suffolk, Nassau, or?
Manhasset.
Oh, there you are. Okay. Perfect. Yeah. Okay, cool. So again, this journey that you've been on is insane. So before you were even doing any of this, or before you got into like the wellness journey, you were like in the corporate world. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I started in my first job out of college was I landed at a, an internet startup for fashion.
Yeah.
So, you know, it, at the time, like out of school, it felt like a continuation of college. Like it was like a bunch of people in the dot-com world had been giving a lot of, been given a lot of money with a little bit of experience and just kind of had this really young culture. It was really fun and really, I learned a lot because they gave a lot of us at a young age a lot of responsibility. So we got to kind of like do all these different things. And being in a smaller startup, you got to have multiple roles and we learned a lot. But it crashed within 18 months.
Okay. What year was this?
This was, oh God, I'm going to age myself, but it was like 2000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So it was like 2000, 2001. And then I wound up going into fashion, which was kind of always my first love. I thought I wanted to be in fashion forever, which obviously is not the case. But my first job was at Vogue. I had interned at Barney's as in the PR department because in high school, during college over the summer. And then I wound up at Vogue, which was a really interesting experience as well. I loved it. It was amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. And also I feel like every person that I've known that wants to be in fashion, they quickly realize like what the fashion world actually is. Yeah. So you get that learning really quick. Okay, cool. So I know Vogue, I did a little like stalking on LinkedIn. I saw that you were like in the advertising world with like Wolf Allens and all these companies. So I guess I know in your 20s, you went through like a health crisis. So when did that, where were you in your career at that point? And then what was going on?
So after I realized fashion was not for me, I worked at a branding agency where I learned a lot about building brands, design, how that kind of that whole world worked. I was on a lot of set for photo shoots at Vogue and then also at that agency where I kind of developed a love for photography and creative. And during that time, still in my early 20s, I developed this health crisis. So essentially, I had an ovarian cyst that kept coming back that had to be surgically removed twice. And I wound up having a bad reaction to the surgery both times. And I just didn't realize at the time, I didn't know much about it. I'd never had a health issue before that. I started to have all these issues with the medications they were giving me to recover from the surgery. And at that time, there was just so much less information. Like there was, if you think about it, no social media, hardly any cell phones. Like you were going to the self-help section of the Barnes and Noble bookstore to be like, what is wrong with me? Like, I can't figure this out.
Right.
The doctors were like, we just don't know why it keeps coming back. I might have to have my ovary removed, may have an issue down the line with pregnancy. I literally had a doctor at one point open a textbook and show me the condition and be like, look, there's no answer. And I was like, okay, there has to be.
And that must have been
way.
Like very, you're in your 20s, like when your life is starting, like that must have been like a weird like place to be in.
It was. And it was also that there was just like, it felt like I was in a maze where doctors were kind of just like checking the boxes and then sending me along to the next appointment, to the next appointment. So I learned it pretty early that I had to advocate for myself and figure out something else. There just had to be something else. So kind of on a last resort, my sister recommended to me to go to this acupuncturist and healer, kind of total whim, like, you know, let me just try it out. Had never done anything like that before.
Yeah.
And within the first session, he was able to give me tips, tricks, my diagnosis, like all the information I had not been able to find over the 1 to 2 years prior. So I was pretty amazed. And on top of that, he was giving me all these kind of generic life advice, like you need to slow down more, you need to try meditation, you need to watch what you put in your body. And I know now this all sounds like, you know, well-being 101, but back then I just was completely new information, just had never heard it before, never been in contact with kind of anyone like him. And so I started studying. I developed this passion for alternative healing that I went on over kind of the next decade to try all these different things and wound up studying them. So Kundalini yoga kind of became my first love. I took one class and I signed up for teacher training, which
amazing.
I did it with the same woman when I signed up. And then I came back down from the class and I was like, someone told me about teacher training. I think I should sign up. And she was like, are you sure? Like you just have never tried this before, but I found it and I loved it. I knew it was for me. So I did that. I studied aromatherapy, Reiki, nutrition, and meditation, not certified in everything, but about, you know, a few of them. And I just kind of still to this day study, like if I had more time, my next thing would be astrology. I would love to learn more about that. Like, I think I'm just a lifelong student. Kind of found this, you know, I love learning new ways to kind of, I don't know, move about the world in a more mystical arena.
So you going to this acupuncturist, did it fully heal you? Like, were you like, how, what was that health journey like, and how did like it affect your body?
It took a while. What I did was I started to see him on a biweekly basis. So, and it really just, I think it helped me, my overall health. I didn't have to have any more surgeries. I took dairy and gluten out of my diet. I changed the way I was eating. I started meditating. So I think it wasn't immediate, obviously, but it just kind of like taught me that there were other ways to heal. And so
it was a lifestyle change.
It was.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Kundalini, for those that don't know, can you explain what that is?
Yeah. So Kundalini yoga, it's kind of, it's a different form of yoga, essentially, where these are kriyas that were created a very long time ago, almost like ancient kriyas that we still teach to this day. So instead of going into a class and you kind of do where a yoga teacher would do a series of movements to kind of do, you know, flow with the body, this is, you're doing a kriya almost like someone hands you, like, here's the kriya for the day. And it's for, you know, to be more magnetic. There's one to be more beautiful. There's one for your adrenal glands. So there's like specific kriyas. It's almost like a recipe, essentially. And you do the steps in the kriya just as it says. So it's essentially texts that were still taken to this day, doing them as they were created. And there's no, you don't change it. You kind of do it if it says do it. You know, you can change it where something's done for 7 minutes, you can do it for 3 minutes. Like, there's different takes that you can do on time, but you do the same series of postures and breathing techniques to essentially achieve an end within one class. Amazing. So when I learned that that existed, and the way it was explained to me, that it was almost like your computer, if you were downloading a new software system for your computer, like doing that for yourself, I was kind of hooked on that. I loved that idea.
Amazing. Did you grow up in a family that was like very open to trying new things, or was this kind of like, what are you doing?
I think it still is like, what are you doing?
Okay. Okay. building a $1 million company. What are you doing?
So, yeah. There was a lot of, what are you doing? No, I grew up in a very traditional Irish Italian Catholic family from Long Island. So, I mean, I think now, look, I think everyone now is much more open to these things, but I think at the time, they didn't really understand what it was. I mean, and my dad was an entrepreneur, actually. So I think starting my own business made more sense, even though, of course, the security aspect and the worry that all comes in. But no, the yoga, meditation, all that at first was a bit of the black sheep of the family.
Yeah. Amazing. No, but I mean, look at what you've been able to do with it. And I feel like over time also, I feel like parents, as they get older, like they become a little bit like more open to new things. So I feel like even like therapy is a big one. Like everyone growing up, their parents were like so against therapy. And like now you kind of see as they get older, they're like, all right, maybe there's something to all of this.
Yes. And they're even like, maybe I need therapy. Right. So many people are realizing that the goal is really just, there's so much going on in the world, right? So like whatever works for you, right? If that's therapy, if that's exercise, if it's meditation, whatever avenue is giving you the relief you need, because there's so much pressure in today's society in every way. I mean, I think the most pressure comes from us staring at a phone all the time and being on social media and all those things. So I think we just have to find like whatever works for us. But, and I think now, of course, my parents are more open to it. Like you said, I think everyone is all humans are kind of feeling that in some way.
Yeah, 100%. So you go on this journey in the next decade for wellness, and then you kind of fall in love with aromatherapy, which I know comes a bit later. And I read that, you know, this is during your pregnancy. So when did that begin? And like, what was like the reason for it?
Yeah. I mean, I always loved scent. I always loved perfume and fragrances. And I was always kind of dabbling with.
What was your go-to scent when you were younger? Do you have like a favorite scent when you were like a teenager, or like something?
I loved Chloe's. Scent,
oh, of course. Scent. Of course. Yeah. I still use that Chloe. Yeah.
It was so good. So I started dabbling in, you know, essential oils. I was always curious about them, and I just became one of those things that I wanted to learn more. So while I was doing all this, you know, I had my full-time jobs, and this was kind of, you know, before children, before family and my husband, I just kind of in my free time, this is what I would do, is study it. So I started just playing around with essential oils, diffusing them in my apartment. And then I took an online course to understand more about it. And just started getting really into it. And I always had the desire to have my own company. I think that comes from my husband's an entrepreneur, and I, like I said, my father. So I always had the desire to try something on my own.
Yeah.
And I had a production company with a friend of mine before that, where we were producers. And I always knew I kind of wanted to take all of this knowledge that, you know, I had studied so much, it had been over 10 years. And I was like, how do I take everything that I've learned and infuse them into products and essentially bring them out into the world? And I was studying Kundalini yoga at the time when I started developing it and aromatherapy. So I started working with a perfumer that I had found in Los Angeles. So I went out to her with my essential oils, with my ideas, with like the, you know, inspiration behind scents. And I worked with her to come up with a line, which was the first edition of the company was a different name and everything. And it was rollerball formats, and it was essential oil blends. So aromatherapy blends and fragrance. So those were the two things. I loved fragrance oil and I loved a roll on. So the idea was that it was something you throw in your bag and you can use it throughout the day, however you wanted it, whether you wanted to just smell good, you want to boost the confidence, you want to relax, just using the scent for, as a tool for that.
Also, it's so cool because like you come from the corporate world. So like you've also been in like that mindset where like you're on the go. And so you were able to kind of like understand what a woman really needs like throughout her day, just for like a little break. So kind of what you say, it was like everything coming together, all of your knowledge. Amazing. Lake and Sky. I'm going to take a guess. Are these the names of your kids or no?
So they are. They're my girls' middle names.
Okay. Love it. So good.
What's funny is I actually had, so when I first launched the company, I had a trademark issue with someone I knew actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So kind of like a detour wound up being a blessing in disguise. So I like launched the company, put all this money into it. I had saved all this money to do it. And very quickly got a cease and desist from someone I knew who had seen on Facebook what I was doing. And I was like, okay, like I was just doing this as like a side project, just started selling in a few friends' stores in New York and LA. I never really had the business plan, like a VC idea. Like it was never like, here's the white space in the market. It was like, literally, this is coming out of my kitchen.
Yeah.
So so I had that. And she came at me really forcefully being like, you got to shut this down. Like all this, because there was just a trademark issue between the names. They sounded similar. So I had to kind of backpedal a bit and decide. And I was like, okay, am I going to give this up? Because I just spent, you know, a year developing this and I got like shunned right out of the gate. So it was not fun at the time. I'll put it that way.
Did you already design packaging with the original?
Oh, everything. I brought it to market. Like the products were in two stores, like my friend's stores. She had seen, because I had put it out on Facebook and she had seen this and been like, you know, you can't do this. Like, shut it down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, So, you know, I had to like take everything back. And I really, at one point was like, maybe I just throw in the towel. Like, let's be honest. Like, I just spent all this money. Everyone around me thinks I'm completely crazy to do this again, but I did it again. So I went and I had to take a few jobs, you know, corporate jobs that I wasn't really excited about, but I was able to save money over time. And over the next year and a half, I redeveloped the brand. So I changed everything. So it was almost like I did a company and then I got to redo it even better. So I changed the name. I literally sent my lawyer 10 lists of names. And I was like, just tell me what I can trademark. And what came back was Lake and Sky, which was my girl's middle name. So I was like, okay, I'm going to take that as a good sign. And then I had gone back to the perfumer and I was like, okay, let's redo it. So we did like, you know, a few aromatherapy blends and a few fragrance blends. And this time we developed 1111. So in the first round, I didn't have that in there, which wound up being our best seller. So again, huge setback, but it wound up being a blessing in disguise.
Oh, you literally pulled like a Kim Kardashian. Like when she first came out with her line, it was like kimono or something. And then everyone's like, you have to scrap that. And so, and then she changed it to Skims. And like now it's like obviously one of the most popular brands. But I feel like that's such a lesson too. Like when things don't work out, you have to trust that like there's reasoning that you can't see yet. Like it's all for a reason. So it was cool to see how like it all played out for you.
Yes. Exactly.
And your product 1111, when I saw this, first of all, like I know you study numerology a little bit. For me, that's actually my destiny number, which is 11. And I've seen 1111 throughout like my entire life. And I read there's different meanings from different sites, but like I read it's when you're kind of like in between two places and things of that nature. But again, what was like the naming for that 1111, like the inspiration behind that specific product?
Yeah. So when I was in sessions for Kundalini yoga, you'd go on this like weekend immersion and you'd be there for hours on end. And we did this whole thing about numerology. There was one of the teachers was really into it and he talked for like an hour on like the numbers 1111.
Yeah.
So I was really into the whole thing. You know, I did my, you know, you can take your birthday and do all your, like you said, your destiny numbers, your challenge numbers. And I had actually written this whole thing about how to do it. And I just loved the idea of 11/11. And I think ultimately what it boils down to is everyone's like, oh, I see it and I make a wish, right?
So right.
It's the idea of hope, the idea of synchronicity or whatever you believe in, whether it's a sign from the angels or someone that had passed. But I always think of it as like the idea of if you're going to make a wish, that's like, I mean, doesn't that feel good? It's like your birthday wish, right? But you get to do it every day. So when I was developing the scent, and what's funny about all the other fragrances, we had to do multiple iterations of, but we kind of, the perfumer and I, when we were working together, when we did 11/11, it just kind of came together. We were like, oh my God, we love that. And she looked at me and she goes, this one's going to sell. And I was like, I hope so. And then when I was flying home from LA, I was reviewing kind of something and it just hit me. I was like, you know, you look at fragrances, they have a wide range of color, right? Some of them are yellow, some of them are in between, but very few of them are like that clear.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just thought the name 11/11 went well with the color of the scent and the way it smelled. So just kind of worked out.
There Your is. Packaging is also, oh my God, chef's kiss. I mean, it is so, your team like crushed it. I mean, it's so like beautiful. And I love also it's like unisex. So it really could sit in a bathroom for like a guy or a girl, whoever. No, your team crushed it. And the smells, like your team sent me some beautiful stuff over. Like everything is so organic. And I really understand what you mean when like, it's a little mini escape, like just for even it's for like 30 seconds, like for 30 seconds, I am not focusing on anything, like, but just wherever that smell is taking me. So you guys did an amazing job. What are some of your personal favorite products from the things that you've created?
So 11/11 is, you know, I go to, I love our body oil, currently out of stock, but it is coming back soon. I love that. And I'm a big candle person. So we have our new candles. We recently launched three candles that are kind of standalone candles. They don't tie back to a scent.
Yeah.
And our wild grass and sage is my go-to.
Yeah.
We also just launched Saffron Dusk, which is our newest scent. And that one is a personal favorite. I've always loved the scent of saffron. Yeah. I think like talk about armchair travel or, you know, an escape. It just really has that way about it. It's very luxurious. And I love that as a daytime scent.
And you did this super cute interview with Cut where like they were asking you like, what does love smell like? Or what does your morning smell like? And like, so where do you like get like inspirations for different scents?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, it comes from a variety of places. Like the one we have coming out, we have one coming out in September that we're really excited about. So I'll be sure to send you that one when it comes.
Yeah.
And it kind of just comes from everywhere. Travel comes from my kids. You know, sometimes they'll smell something, be like, oh, this smells so good. And I'll try it and say like, oh, maybe we could do something with that. And then a lot of times, like I come up with, before we go to our perfume house, we work with Roberté, kind of this amazing perfume house in New York. We go to them with like an inspiration board and I'll be like, this is kind of what I'm feeling or sensing, whether it's a color or, you know, a destination. So I kind of put these moods together and we send that to them and go from there.
Amazing. It's really crazy how much scent is like so powerful to the brain. Like I'll be walking on the street and like I smell something and like it takes me back to a memory of like 10 years ago. So have you done studies of like how scent affects the brain and like what it can do for you?
I mean, I've studied a lot about that because I think it, like you said, it's such a visceral thing.
Mm.
And it's so, you know, it's so unique to each person, what people like. Like even when I have something and I'll bring it home or test it with friends or family, it's like some people love it, some people hate it. You know, there's no kind of rhyme or reason to what people, oh, they'll be like, oh, I like florals. And then it's a musk. And they're like, no, I love that one. You know, it's kind of all over the place.
Right.
But scent actually takes a different pathway in your brain than other emotions do. So it affects than other senses do. So it actually like affects your emotions. Mm. It affects your memories. Like you said, it can recall something. I mean, when you think of a place, right. Or you think of a memory or a person, a lot of times that's linked to your scent.
Mm. It's so true. So now, right. Also clean beauty is a huge thing for you. I know this is. So what are some ways that like you guys try to like keep the products clean? And like, what does clean beauty mean to you when you're developing, you know, your scents?
Yep. So we have three fragrance options that have no synthetics in them whatsoever. So we developed that for the customer that's really looking for 100% synthetic free. So we have Côte du Paradis, Echo Lake, and Canyon Rose are our three synthetic free scents. We also do other things in our products. So we have 100% soy base in our candles. We use an organic non-GMO sugarcane alcohol in our perfume sprays. So essentially, instead of using like a regular alcohol, we use this more clean version. So I try to be as clean as we can. But the synthetics, I mean, I will say the blend of synthetics and essential oils, so the naturals and synthetics, it makes a product that essentially lasts longer. It smells better in most cases. You know, we've tried both, we've played around with a lot, and we did those 300% synthetic free. And then we went back to using synthetics because we just thought, you know, we can create a product that really kind of stands the test of time when you're able to blend both of them.
Right.
So we have a list of a list that we don't essentially use, that we give to the perfume house that we don't want to use. We sell at Ulta and Nordstrom, and Ulta has a clean list. So we pass the clean list there, for instance. So no parabens, no sulfates, no phthalates, we're PETA certified. So we're vegan and cruelty free. So we try to do our best in that arena. Obviously clean means a lot of different, it's a wide
right.
spectrum in the industry of what people are looking for. But I think, we do our best.
No, you listed them. My next question was going to be like, what are some ingredients? Cause I feel like when you're out there, especially if you're looking for clean products, which is like such a thing right now in the beauty industry, you kind of listed them already, like things to like maybe look out for when you're like searching for products, because they could be harmful to your skin. And you said sulfates were one of them. And what were the others?
Yep. Parabens, sulfates, and phthalates.
Okay.
So those
okay.
are kind of the three key ones. I mean, obviously you also want a vegan product. And I always say like sustainability, you know, I think that's kind of table stakes now for all brands to be considering that. We really try to have that a core pillar of us as a brand. So what we do is we just updated our packaging actually, so that our EDP boxes, like the one you just had, you can now remove the inserts on them and reuse the boxes. So
Amazing.
That's one thing. We also donate $1. So essentially we plant a tree for every online order that's done through our website with this organization called One Tree Planted.
So
and then we use forest stewardship certified packaging in all of our cartons. So we kind of like are doing that. And I'm always saying like, what else can we do? Because we don't just want to be pumping out, you know, constant new products into a market. The market is so crowded. So I'm like, every time we put a product out, it really has to have a reason to be.
I think that's actually such good advice also, I think, for people that are like developing brands, because I think a lot of the times people want to do a million things at once. And because the market is so saturated, it's like develop like one or two like really good products first. And then like, you know, you can expand from there. So like, what have you learned also advice you can give for people that like want to start brands? Like, what have you learned over like the last, you know, decade from developing all of this?
Yeah, I think that's the thing. The market, all the markets, especially beauty, people
right.
are launching brands every day. So I find what stands out is when people do something that's true and authentic to them. Mm. So I think I wouldn't say trying to cater to a specific market or a specific group. I always think it has to have a bit of the soul of the founder and a why behind it that kind of people, it resonates with people, right? Because I think when you just see another brand, you're like, oh, okay, what makes this different? I don't really understand. But when you actually hear like, where it's come from, what's the thinking behind it, why does this exist? I think it just gives it more purpose and then people will resonate with it more.
Right. Because at the end of the day, we both know marketing, like you're selling a story as well. You could have an amazing product, but if there's no story behind it, like why are people going to buy it? They don't know about it as much as you do. So I think that's like really good advice. Also personal life, like a CEO, a mom of two, like you're dealing with a lot. How are you managing like personal and professional life? And like, what does that look like for you? Everybody laughs when I ask this question. Yeah.
Cause it's messy. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
And every day is different, but I think what keeps me sane is knowing what are kind of are my non-negotiables. So I know I need to meditate every day, whether that is I get 5 minutes at my office in between meetings. I know I have to do it. I also try to move every day, whether it's, you know, I don't have time with my current schedule to be able to doing this, like a big workout every, you know, but if I'm walking, I walk with my dog as much as I can get outside. So I have like things that I do that kind of like break up the day and give something back to myself. Cause I think what we find is as working parents, working moms, giving all to our business, giving all to our family at the end of the day, sometimes you can be like, okay, I'm getting a little bit lost here. I need to make sure I'm taking care of myself because
right.
you can't keep just giving. You need to like fill up your own battery
yeah.
to be able to continue to do all the things we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also too, like you're also setting an example for like your children, right? Cause it's like, hey guys, like mom can't operate and be the best mom she can unless best wife she can, unless like I'm filling up my own cup. So people realize like they work so, so hard thinking that like, that's the best case. But in reality, like you have to carve out that time for yourself. It's essential.
Yeah. So. And I think the thing is too, we grew up in this time where I feel like when I was working my early 20s, my early 30s in New York, it was like all about the, you know, it still is about the hustle and all this and being busy and busy. And I'm like, I'm very much like looking for the opposite in so many ways. Like I'm like, I don't find this kind of badge of honor in how busy I am anymore. I want to be able to be like, no, like, you know what's cool? I actually took time for myself today and did this, this, and this. And you know what? My calendar is actually clear this afternoon and I'm going to take 2 hours and go do something I want to do for myself. Like that to me is successful.
Yeah. And I think there's been a shift in culture. Definitely. I agree that like probably 10 years ago, maybe even less, like New York City, like especially like there was like this like working boss and boss babe culture where everyone like doing the absolute most. But I think after the pandemic, there's been like this huge shift in mindset where it's like a successful life really is a balanced one. And it's like, listen, you want to make enough money to support your family. You want to be able to take time for yourself. And at the end of the day, like that's what it's all about. And if you get some like awesome wins along the way, but it's not all about that. And I think that's also a lot to do with what just happened in the last, like, you know, 2 to 3 years as well.
Yeah, it was definitely a restructuring for all of us of our lives.
Yeah, absolutely. What are some goals you have, like both in your personal life, professional life, some things you'd love to like achieve? You can answer that however you want.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, it's kind of along the same lines of what we were just talking about.
Yeah,
I keep looking at how in the next 1 to 2 years, I can get more freedom with my time. Like that's one thing I would love to be able to do is actually build up my team a bit so that I could focus on some other things. Or if I went out and kind of, I would love to learn, like I said, new topics within, you know, astrology. I would love to further my studies in Kundalini yoga. I would love to do more retreats. So that's like a personal goal of mine to really be able to have the time to carve out even more things that I'm passionate about. I also am starting to take piano lessons, which I'm really, really
you do. Oh my God.
I'm like, it's something I've always wanted to do. And I did it as a kid. And I was like, I recently was saying I need to do something other than work and family, like have those things. So I need to do something that's just for myself. And, you know, it felt like I said, the meditation is like a very small part of my day, but I was like, I need to do something else creative. That's like, doesn't have to do with anyone else but myself. So that's one thing I'm doing.
No, I mean, I'm laughing, but I'm actually doing the same thing. Like I just started this past summer, taking equestrian lessons and like learning English. And yeah. And I was like, I need something that's like just for me. And like during that hour and a half, I'm not thinking about anything else except like what I'm doing. And it really does like reset the brain. So I'm glad you're doing that, but man, you are impressive to say the least. By the way, what's your signs? Do you know?
Gemini.
Okay. All right.
And I just did this. I just got this amazing like birthday book that my sister had given me that did my whole chart. And it was a whole book about your chart. And I just got my chart read and it was amazing. So I have a lot of Aries and Virgo in my chart. And that is my husband and my daughter are Aries and my other daughter's Virgo.
Okay.
So it rounds us out nicely.
Okay. So you guys balance each other well.
Yeah.
Okay. My moon is Gemini. My sun is Capricorn. My moon is Gemini. And then my rising is Sag. So.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
But okay, so you have so much going on for you. I can't wait to see all like the new products that are coming out. You said they're coming out in December.
So we have a bunch coming out the end of this year, but we have a new fragrance launching early September.
Okay, amazing. And then you're available in most stores. I know you said Nordstrom, Ulta, obviously on your website. So
yes.
Amazing. Well, Courtney, you're everything. The smells, guys, you have to go to her website. Like these smells are so like, it really takes me to a whole other place and I need that like more times than not. So thank you so much for coming on. This was amazing. And I will definitely stay in touch.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Bye. Okay, guys, you made it to the end of the episode. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it just as much as I did. Don't forget to subscribe so you're the first to hear about new episodes. Rate and review, leave 5 stars, leave me a nice comment, helps my growing podcast, and always email and let me know your feedback as well. And I will put all of the info from this episode in the description. You can find Lake and Sky's website. You can find Courtney's Instagram and all of her handles, and also the discount code SMALLTALK for 15% off all full-size products for a limited time only. You guys, her products are so delicious and they smell so good, and definitely take advantage of that discount code. And with that, I will chat with you guys very soon. Have a great rest of your week, and I love you. All right, bye.